I call the meeting of the Department of Children Organization to order on Friday, October 5th, 2018, at 8:04 a.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, Rita Lane Senate Chambers on the third floor. We'll move into agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Bittar.
Present.
Assistant Director Newman.
Present.
Club Commissioner Fiore.
Present.
Club Commissioner Fulmer.
Present.
Club Commissioner Keegan.
Present.
Club Commissioner Raquel.
Present.
Club Commissioner Stetman.
Absence excused.
Club Commissioner Young.
Present.
Affirmative.
Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Moving to action 2, the commission will hear the following operations funding requests. We'll hear Nevada Funding Team. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Awesome. Can we hear your names and positions in the organization?
My name is Trevor Watkins. I'm the vice president.
My name is Dave Duncan. I'm the treasurer.
Are either of you ASU and 11-0 appointed officials?
No.
Tell us about your request.
Okay, so we're requesting $700 total for 35 t-shirts that's going to partially fund our uniforms for this year. We need these, it's just the shirt part of our uniform. $20 for each t-shirt. There's going to be 25 male, 10 female, and we're going to use these t-shirts at around 6 or 7 regional competitions, local competitions, as well as regionals and nationals later in the year.
And the issue is that they can't be cotton t-shirts because of the weight factor and the flexibility necessary. So I'm sure you noticed on the operations tier, we put it under uniforms rather than classic cotton t-shirts.
So that's my next question to you. So are these effectively your jerseys?
Yeah, they'll be our jerseys.
Who reviewed this? Commissioner Rota.
Well, I know we were emailing back and forth regarding your t-shirt design. Were you able to get some type of proof when you first started working for your policy?
Yeah, the Wolf Shop is emailing us back. They should be getting back to us in the next 2 days.
So you can just stipulate?
Yeah. And then there are a few things with your design that do not follow logo policies in regards to the end, as well as the ASUN logo on the back. So if you ever use like the end, it does have to be certain guidelines that you have to follow. It all those can be found online if you just type in the Nevada logo.
Right.
If you want to use a black one, we do offer like the black color, but you would just have to put the box around it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And then the ASUN lettering can't be transparent, so it does have to be white inside.
Yeah. And I guess I should note that we have that in our notes to be modified presently,
okay.
And that's the go back and forth with the Wolf Shop
okay.
To give them the new prints.
Cool. So I'm just going to stipulate that and then,
Commissioner Arthur.
I move to add a stipulation that the Nevada Climate Team must provide a proof of the first right refusal policy as well as change the logos on their back of their design to accommodate Nevada logo policies by unanimous consent.
Is there any defense of the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
But other than that, your application looks good.
Did you check the jersey tag?
Yeah, it's 20, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, 20 for athletics.
Okay.
There's one more thing.
Yes.
So I talked to you a little bit about it, I think, personally, and that's that if we order them soon, there's still a chance that we won't get them in time for our very first competition because we weren't heard last Friday due to issues I'm not completely aware of. And that means we could choose an expedited measure, but that would add an approximate, like, another $94 to our order. So I'm not sure if that's something that can be changed or...
So would it be like an expedited cost, or would it be a charge on the t-shirt, on the jerseys themselves?
It would be an expedited cost, but for the jerseys. So I guess he's wondering if we can change our funding request.
So did you have supporting documentation that proves, that shows us what that cost will be?
I have nothing official with me, no.
Then, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
I move to approve Nevada Climate Team for the operation application by $700.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Fiore. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Matthew.
We'll move back to action 1. The commission will hear the following emergency funding requests. We'll hear Farmhouse for Certificate. Hello. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. Right. Can we get your names and positions in the order?
Brett McCann, I'm filling in for Blaine Merck, the president.
Zachary Platt, I'm filling in for the treasurer, Brett Mim.
Okay. Are either of you ASU and elected or appointed officials?
No.
Oh,
no.
Can you tell us why about your emergency response?
Yes.
Why you applied for the emergency? Yes.
So we are throwing a philanthropic event called Farmhouse Rodeo, and we just needed $500 for like food and plates and stuff like that. And since we became recognized after the like the funding deadline, we decided to put in for emergency funding that way.
So
that's it. Yeah.
The with that clubs who started the recognition process can apply for funding before they're officially active. It's just they can't spend the funds until they become 100% active.
Okay.
So the commission has to determine if they feel that's an emergency.
Okay.
So that's on you guys to all talk about. If you feel whether that constitutes an emergency.
Can you explain to me one more time? I'm sorry, I missed it. Like, why this is the emergency?
Why is this emergency funding?
Yeah. Why did you apply?
Because we had thought that we would have to apply after we get recognition from the like clubs and orgs and stuff like that. And we've been planning this event out for a little while now, and that we had to wait until after we became recognized, which is why we applied for emergency funding.
Commissioner,
I could see how that potentially constitutes an emergency, just because that was like a bit of confusion and like probably not the most clearly explained by the department.
So in the policy manual, it says that evidence to the commission that the situation was an unforeseen occurrence. Would that be considered an unforeseen occurrence to you guys? Any thoughts?
We just didn't expect it to take as long to get the recognition thing, which is probably bad on our part, just like we've done it before, with the give the whole signing up and stuff like that, and taking longer than what we expected.
Okay.
I mean, personally, I think if you're looking at the exact definition of what emergency, quote unquote, is in the funding manual, I would not consider this an emergency. This was not unforeseen. It was just a potential oversight in what the policy manual does state. So, in my opinion, I would not say this is unforeseen circumstances.
Just
I'd have to agree with her because they could have applied beforehand.
Commissioner Coleman, I agree as well. Does anyone disagree? So, unfortunately, we're not able to hear this as an emergency request. Would you like, the only other option is to have the commission relegated to operations tier, which is 100% funded by us, but the cap on that is 1,000 for the fiscal year.
I think that would be a good idea.
Who would do this? Mr. Fulmer.
So, I'm remembering now you'll know that there's no Excel sheet for funding dollars, because I changed this morning. So on this, I have a question.
Yes.
So I move to relegate this application to the operations here by 100%.
Is there any dissent to motion? Seeing none, motion carried.
Okay. So on this application, there is supporting docs. The text messages between Heidi are the. Is that the?
That's the mechanical.
Okay. So. Question on that,
yes.
Not to you guys, but just on permission. Are text messages sufficient supporting documentation?
Question.
I call it editable because you can easily edit the contact. And now, if you were to like see on the text message like credentials within text, but I'm looking at it now, and all I see on it is contact information, so that can be changed. So I would say no.
anyone disagree with me?
So, do you have any other supporting documentation with you for the mechanical well other than the text messages?
Aside from like contacting the company, because it's like a mom and pop company, so they don't really, probably have them fax something or just like,
so,
credible or something.
Yeah, so since we don't have anything with you today, we can't fund that today. When is your event?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
So,
I don't think that's something we're going to be able to find because we don't have the supporting opportunity for it.
That's one of the things I was looking at. I'm like,
okay.
If it's not, it's like, I don't think, have you guys ever seen a mechanical pull come through here before? So, I was like, that's okay.
Okay. So, I moved to strike non-food item line 5 by unanimous consent.
Is there any just that notion?
Okay, and then will you all be picking up these items from the store, or are you having them delivered?
We'll be picking them up from
Picking them up, okay. From where?
Costco.
Okay, are you aware of how Costco works with that Sunday?
Yeah, yes. We have to go there and get the Costco card and get the, and we get the card too, like the Visa card.
Okay, so with, correct me if I'm wrong, but you do have to go to Costco, purchase the items yourself, and then fill out a reimbursement request.
Okay.
Because we used to have it that way, but I guess with the new change to Costco system, it's not that way. So if you do want to use Costco, you will be responsible for paying the tax.
Okay. Is there another way to do it?
You could use a different vendor. You could use like a Smart Final, or I'm not sure exactly what's on there, but something similar to a Costco. But if you do use Costco, you have to pay the tax at all.
Okay.
On your own.
Because they don't.
Because we don't have like the Costco
tax free thing.
Right.
Okay.
And then you have to do a through reimbursement request. So you could still, if you granted club support funding, what would happen is you'd have to just go spend your money and fill out a reimbursement request.
Okay. I believe everything looked good other than that. So let me just double check the information. And on the like the ribs, it comes in a six pack, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then that's fine.
Yeah, so we're getting five of six.
That's the right pack. Okay.
I'm sorry, can you describe the event?
Yeah,
and
so
a little bit more detail.
We're raising money for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, so we're going to be throwing a rodeo. So we're going to be giving out ribs and like salads, like potato salad, macaroni salad. There's going to be, you're going to learn how to rope there. There's going to be teaching how to line dance and swing dance. And there will also be a speaker from the Nevada Cancer Foundation, just there to thank people for coming out again.
So we're selling tickets for $10, and then all the proceeds will go to the philanthropy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
LOS.
So everything else looks good on the application. So I need to approve Farmhouse Trinity's operations application in the amount of $652.31.
Seconded by Commissioner Raquel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, to a vote, all those in favor say aye. Against extensions, motion carries. Thank you so much. Please see Jeff before you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys have a good rest of the day.
You too. Okay. We'll move into Phi Alpha Delta Law Fraternity.
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Okay. My name is Lenny Dallas. I'm the president of the URC's Alpha Delta chapter.
And then I'm Melissa Campbell, and I'm the treasurer.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed this week?
Yes.
Okay. You're an ASUN.
I'm in judicial counsel, though.
So, according to the SACs, those appointed or elected to ASUN cannot speak at our funding hearing.
Rephrase that.
They cannot represent a club at our funding hearing. So they're welcome to speak in public comment. But due to potential unfairness with applications, if you're in ASUN, you cannot represent a club. So we are going to have to ask. We are going to have to ask you to send another member on behalf of your club.
Okay. So since I'm the treasurer, it's just another proxy.
Yeah.
Would it maybe be postponed until next week?
No. Can you get someone here today? Would it be possible?
Contact.
Because we have other apps here, so as long as they can get here before we finish our meeting, mm-hmm. that's possible. You can give us a heads up.
Okay.
When is the event?
It is October 31st and November 4th, but next weekend, next week, Wednesday and Friday are the deadlines to register. So that's why if we do get pushed to next week, we'll miss those deadlines. And we already didn't get the hearing last week, so okay, we'll try that.
Thank you. And that's until 10? Is that kind of our window, or is it when?
9:00. Probably 9:30
is. Okay.
May I ask what organization you are with?
Professional Network of Women.
Okay. We'll hear your application. Is there anyone else? I have the piece to learn. Hello. Can we get your names and positions to the organization?
I'm Jamie Marnier, Proxy Treasurer.
I'm Taylor Cardin, Proxy Treasurer.
Who did the proxy?
We're also Senator Thomas.
Hi, buddy. Yeah. ASUN elected or appointed officials. Can you tell us what your operations request?
So this is for the Day at the Pantry, which is a all natural products and cosmetic sort of company that is run by a woman who we want to have come to speak at our club. So our club is based off of women in business from Reno coming in and talking to us about how they are and with their education and that. So we want to give back to that community as well as promoting the infrastructure of our club by bringing us all together to do that activity.
Awesome. Who did this? Commissioner Rhoda.
Thomas did, but it looks good. So how are you guys picking who attends the class?
So we do it by first come, first serve. So we put out a poll sign-up sheet in our group chat that has all of our numbers in it. Basically, it's since it fills up because we have 12 spots, that the first 12 people who sign up get to. We tried to increase from last year, I think, before we did 10, but we are growing, so we did 12, but also we don't want to, push it too much. Usually our meetings are, 12 to 17 people, so.
We also try to only get people who can actually commit, so that way we're not telling a business we're bringing 15 people and show up with 12. We want to not tell them they're getting extra money and bring less people.
And then you guys have a page for this yet, right?
Correct.
So I move to approve Professional Network of Women for their operations at the amount of $300.
Second by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Abstentions? The motion carries. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Jeff, what organization is this? Okay. Awesome.
I'm waiting for our president right now.
No problem. I just want to be aware so that when there's a problem. We'll move into agenda item 5, report of the director. Great job this past weekend. Thank you guys all for putting on your PowerPoint presentations and all that. Thank you for making the day successful, working hard. I really do appreciate it. Shout out to Commissioner Homer. I think he's a small round of applause. Good
for spearheading that, so thank you. Now that that's over, we all need to shift our focus to our projects. You know, our big events are over with, so now I would like to see you get working on the semester projects you have. So make sure every week in your reports, if you can bring the updates on those, just to keep us in the loop, that would be great. Along with that, I'd like you guys all in your reports to discuss how the sessions turned out for the councils, so we can discuss how we're going to move forward as a group and what each of you need to do moving forward. I'm happy to get your coalition to show up to that. I'd also like to see us do more service events together, just as a commission with our interns on their own. So if you guys see a cool service event on GivePulse, let us know so we can all sign up and go out and do some service together. And then I have budget and finance today at 10, just letting you know. And that's it. Do you have any questions for me? Move into six before the assistant director.
So y'all have your interns now, and has anybody like met with their intern, reached out to them? Hopefully everyone's reached out to their intern. Okay. By next Wednesday, I would like you to have already had a meeting with your intern, just to kind of go over like where they're at, what they want to get out of the semester, come up with some ideas for a project. And then I'd like to know when your like weekly meeting time is going to be with your intern. And then they have a homework assignment from me from our meeting on Wednesday that they're supposed to work with you to come up with a definition for their coalition. Be creative, get it done, please. And then also start working on project ideas with them. Not just something like you want to do and you tack them on to, like, take their ideas and come up with something. Any questions about interns, internship? Okay, send it to me.
Awesome. We'll move into agenda item 7, report to the commissioners. Start with Commissioner Fiore.
So on Friday, the 12th, myself and Jeff are having a meeting with Megan, Kyle, who are the advisors for FSL, as well as hopefully MGC, IFC, and Pamela, the president, to kind of go over what they are looking for out of ASUN and try to like build the communication between ASUN and FSL, as that's been something that's been strained in the past. So we're hoping to open a line of communication between all of us. Right now it's just the advisors and myself and Jeff, so we're hoping that the students are also able to join us. And then today I had my Google poll end with social and political involvement. I haven't checked results yet to see what dates and times work for meetings with them. So I'm going to set up hopefully that by the end of the day today once I'm able to check those results and see what works for everyone.
Awesome. And then you're
going to
move forward with...
And then they voted for a council setup, so I'm going to go with that. And then I also had a comment section for them to just grab anything else they think that our department could do for them. But FSL voted for a town hall structure.
Awesome.
So I'm going to tackle those separately.
Awesome.
Because I think they're better apart than they are together. So.
Cool.
Commissioner Foreman, would you mind if I joined in on that meeting, since a lot of my clubs also fall under MGC?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then, my session. It went okay. Everyone was attentive, but I think the only issue is that, you know, a lot of it was I wanted opinions from people, but it's hard in a group setting like that to raise your hand and be like, I think ASUN needs to fix this. And so I think maybe for, like, the comment section it wasn't so effective just because it's a high-pressure environment to, like, raise your hand and start to bash the department. So I think that's why I set up the Google poll, because, like, hopefully they can say it anonymously and rather, like, show their face. So, but I thought it was fine.
Awesome.
And
any, any other project ideas you have?
So, yeah, I mean, the main one for FSL right now is just, like, to increase that communication, so I'm hoping on Friday I'll have a better, like, directed view of, like, something they really want to see, and then able to narrow it around. Yeah, so hopefully after Friday I'll have a better idea.
We'll move back into agenda item 4. And here, Nevada Free Dental Society. How are you?
Hi, what are you?
Doing well, thank you. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Yeah, my name is David Lagetta. I'm the treasurer. And my name is Alan Cruz, and I'm the president.
Awesome. And are either of you ASU elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you talk about your operations request?
So we're requesting, we have $350 for fingerprinting. We volunteer at Brown Elementary, part of Resu Succeed. So we show up in about once a week and help out with reading, math skills, really whatever the teacher wants us to. And a new law went into effect this school year, requiring all volunteers that I think kids that go more than 4 times a month to become fingerprinted. And that is $45 per fingerprinting.
Are you guys fingerprinting all of your members, or is it just people who haven't been fingerprinted before?
It's just a select few. I think it's eight people.
And how'd you guys choose those 8 people?
We're the executive.
Okay, so those are the ones who like actually volunteer.
Right.
Okay. Okay, yeah, everything else on the application looks good. The supporting documents look good. So I move to approve Nevada Free Dental Society in their operations application in the amount of $360.
Seconded by Commissioner Arkell. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you for coming in. Thank you, Jeff. Oh, Commissioner Paul. Here's a question. Did y'all attend All right, we'll move into Ping Pong Club. Hello. Did you sign me for the difference? Yeah, I could do that. Why you do that? Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Yeah, my name is Nori Belkar. I'm the treasurer. And I'm Karan Mataji. I'm the president.
Awesome. And are either of you ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us about your operations request?
Yeah, so earlier in the semester, we got a message from the new gym saying that they had to cancel one of our dates for one of our days playing the gym. So instead of Wednesday, Thursday, we set up Thursdays now. So during the beginning of the semester, I went out and started looking for somewhere else we could play. We ended up finding the Reno Sparks Table Tennis Club. They agreed to waive their normal club dues for all of the UNR club members. So we're applying for $4 for admission to the facility every Monday. So they play at the Neal Road Recreation.
So my question, I guess, is the amount of players week to week is sounds like it's ambiguous depending on the week. And so this would be like one lump sum, assuming that the amount of members who attend every week fluctuates.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Paul. So essentially they're paying for a membership to this facility for the entire semester, for all of their members to go.
Yes,
but I'm saying like the amount actually, like it won't necessarily be that exact amount, so I was just like making sure that that's...
Yeah, so we have, sorry, my last...
No, yeah. Please do.
So we have roughly 10 or 11 people who've like stated they want to come every Monday, and then I left like one or two spots open so that we have enough money in case other people want to come. So we started the semester with around 20 people who paid dues. We've already had a few more. So those people who pay, out of those people who pay dues, a select few want to come to the Monday meetings.
Okay.
Commissioner Young, when do you pay for this? Do you pay out the door?
Yeah, we pay at the door.
So every week you pay at the door?
Yeah. What I discussed with the person who's in charge of admissions was that we could pay in a lump sum. That way we don't have to, you know, get a receipt every single person
okay. That
comes through. Mr. Fulton.
To clarify that, they'll be paying at one time for the entire semester.
Yes. Okay.
Assistant Director Gordon. What measures is somebody taking if you don't get using the allotment of the amount being paid in the lump sum?
It would roll over into next semester. So if this is something we plan on doing pretty regularly from now on. So if we don't end up using all of the admissions in this semester, we hope for next semester. But I'm fairly confident that we'd end up using all the admissions and then using our own money to pay for extra admissions.
That all sound good? Okay.
Commissioner Fjord.
So I move to approve the ping pong club for their operations application in the amount of $500.
Seconded by Commissioner Fulmer. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. Congratulations. Thank you, Jeff, before you leave. We'll move into International Business Club. Nevada Advertising. While you do that, can we get your names and positions?
Melissa Bremner, Treasurer.
Andrew Abalo, Proxy for your President.
And are either of you ASU elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us about your operations request?
So next week we are holding a professional panel, so we're having local professionals come into campus and talk to our members and JSL students, business students, anyone who wants to come to our meeting. So we're going to get, or we'd like to get food for that meeting because we're going to have a larger amount of attendees than usual.
Awesome. Commissioner Bill.
Thomas did, but I'm just looking at it. No, so is your club meeting open to all students? Well, this is the recruitment event, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then?
So it's open for, like, club members and anyone who has interest in meeting professionals within the local community, talking to them, getting information.
Cool. So your pieces look like they're, like, $12 each. That's what's shown on the thing.
They shouldn't be. I think we did a little Caesars last time, and I attached a photo from the Little Caesars website.
Commissioner Young.
It says two for $12. Can you split that up on the score?
Okay. Okay, then we will just need to split it up according to how it's shown. I move to track line item number one, add item number one, item name, extra most festive pepperoni pizza, quantity one, unit price $12. Add line item number two, item name, extra most festive cheese pizza, quantity one, unit price $12 by unanimous consent.
Seeing that motion carries, Commissioner Kell, in the name of the item, would you specify the four?
Or two, okay. I move to change line item number one to item name, extra most versus pepperoni for two. And then change item number two to an item name, extra most versus cheese pizza for two by unanimous consent.
Is there any discussion? Is there an extent to the motion? Between that motion, cool. Anything
else? Is this under operations or on campus? I move to approve that advertising cost for the operations app in the amount of $24.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Jones. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Commissioner Paul.
So did you all end up attending Ivy?
We did not.
Okay, so are you aware that the the consequences of not going?
No.
Okay, so I just want to make it aware that because you did not send two members from your organization to ILEAD, you will not be able to table a Sprint Club there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let President know.
Okay. Are there any questions for me about that?
No, it's not on email.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Please see Jeff.
Thank you.
Michael? How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. Can we get you an interesting position?
Luke Stovak, President. Kyle Worrell, I don't have a position.
You got a question? Okay. And did you sign the public attention? Okay. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials? Can you tell us about your request?
Yeah, so I'm asking for Tim Spikeball next to play Spikeball, so I don't use my phone. And then if you want to host a tournament like on campus or a rancho, we can use those.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Perfect. Just right.
Yeah. I was dead. Just a few questions for you guys. What does your Spikeball Pro kit consist of?
Oh, it should just be the net, or like the plastic tubing for the side, the stands that stands up on, the net, and gets one ball, there's like a sticker, a guide to how to play the game, and then like a pop-up to pop up the ball.
And then versus the Master Case, which four units, what is that like?
Oh, that one was, it's the same thing, it's just packaging four, so it's cheaper, just a tiny bit cheaper. I just tried to get 10, so I just did 2 of the 4-pack and 2 of, like, a single pack.
2 of the 4-pack, good. Oh, and then the total of 2 is the 5, 6.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know what I did.
So it wouldn't be Capital Island because there's multiple, right?
Yeah,
and then,
as long as the per unit cost.
And they do have a discount on here, so how would we reflect that on the application?
You can do it as a negative amount, so you can do it for
okay.
SCs. Or you could just do the math on your... No. So do like, you know, or whatever it takes, like discount.
As a new
item. As a line item.
Okay.
Commissioner Brenna.
I move to change Songfui item line 1 to an item named Spike Ball Pro Kit. 4-2, count 2, quality 1, unit price 150. Change line item number 2 to an item named Spikeball Pro Kit Master Case. Count 2, quantity 1, unit price 560. Add line item number 3, item named Discount. Quantity 1, unit price of -$71 by unanimous consent.
Is there any sense of the motion? Seeing that motion carries. You said quantity 2, 560?
No, I said count 2, quantity 1.
Okay. Can you restate all those?
Okay.
From my item 2.
From 2. So, non-food item line 2, item name Spikeball Pro Kit Master Case, count 2, quantity 1.
Okay.
Unit price 560.
Okay.
My item number 3, item name discount, quantity 1, unit price -$71.
What's the per unit cost? Like individually, just so it's not a kit?
It doesn't show that, it's just a kit.
Is it under $100?
What's the kit?
Right, but I'm talking about per person.
Yeah, that's like 70.
Oh, gosh. Okay. That's what I'm asking. Anything else?
I move to approve University of Nevada Reno Spikeball Club for operations staff at the amount of $639.
Seconded by Commissioner Fuhrer. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Have the sheet back. Thank you. Move back into agenda item 7, report to the commissioners and into Commissioner Bolmer.
Hi everyone. So I want to thank you all so very much for all of your help on Saturday and kind of the days leading up to Saturday. It's probably the most stressful time in my life that I've ever had. Especially with what happened on the night of. But we moved past it. Y'all were amazing. Thanks for working with me. I know it can be a little difficult on the day of, but I warned you beforehand. So thank you. Also, please take the time to thank your interns. I know I sent you a message to say to them, but thank you a lot for that.
We just want to notify you that we will have to talk to another Alpha Delta member come around possibly tonight.
Perfect. Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Absolutely, thank you. That was pretty much all I had for my report on Highly. I'm the commissioner now, Highly coordinator. My commission discussed two different things with my two different coalitions that I oversee. So multicultural and diversity definitely wants a council every month. We're almost unanimous and they want to meet together and they want to talk about things and what they're doing, collaborate with each other, which I think is amazing. And then campus life was a little bit different. They were pretty split, like half and half. So I think what will end up happening is we'll move forward with every other month doing one mandatory and then the following month will be just non-mandatory town hall for the clubs that want to attend, can attend, but not mandatory. Also, what got brought up in my meeting is these clubs would like a listserv to where they could send messages to each other. So I already have one set up for multicultural diversity, so I'll be setting one up through our rule for campus life as well, where I will be set up as a moderator for that, so it's just not everyone being bombarded with emails all the time. We're making sure it's appropriate, getting things sent back and forth, but I highly suggest you guys do that for your coalitions as well, because they said they would really like that too. Organization.
Commissioner, you have something to do with it? It's just a listserv that clubs can send out emails to.
Yeah. So I took the master list off of Box and sent all the president and treasurer's emails to Raul and asked him to create a listserv where I was the moderator.
With that, you need to make sure that if a club is added, make sure they get added to that listserv too, so they're still in the loop. So if you all new listeners, maybe you guys will be responsible for making sure that if a new club becomes recognized, you add them to that listserv. Okay.
That was pretty much it. Actually, went back to Highly. Something I'm working on with Abby today, my intern, we will be creating a post Highly survey to send out to all of the clubs.
Is that your next question?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else?
Okay, so I'm kind of in the same spot with my coalition. They were overwhelmingly in favor of the council. So I'm going to go about it and start setting that up with them.
Okay.
One of their big things was they also want more with each other to work on community service events and stuff. That was something that they were really excited about.
A partnership?
Exactly. So they could do dual community service projects, two clubs.
Partner on projects.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Exactly. And so they were really excited about when I brought up the newsletter. That Commissioner Young will be working on. So they thought that was a really cool idea, and they really are interested in that. Also, I'm going to start setting up meetings with Jeff to discuss Club Lead and start really developing that into a really cool, cohesive project, since it's the community service aspect of it. And later today, during my office hours, I'll be meeting with Golden Key to help them with their recognition. And then I've also reached out to Kiara, and we're going to start setting up our one-on-ones, and I'll start helping her with any projects that she wants to work on.
Sure.
And I also need to go to class.
Go ahead. Thank you. What are you going to do next? Awesome. We can hear you out. We'll move back to item 4 and then Nevada
Hospital.
So we requested, I believe, $480 exactly, which was the equivalent of $20 a person for 24 people, which is the amount of people that are on our actual playing roster, so not just the team roster, the people that are playing in leagues and tournaments with us. And the money is for jerseys that we need to order for upcoming season. We have a scrimmage coming up in Chico, we have games coming up in Carson, and we have some tournaments coming around in like Elko and other areas in California.
Awesome.
So you guys don't have to separate hockey jerseys. You guys are requesting 24 hockey jerseys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, next time, you guys can just put one line and then quantity 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I believe that's what you right now. I move to strike non-food items, line 1 through 24. But you know, 1, 2, 3. No, it's only 2.
Okay. Is there any discussion of motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to add non-food item line 1, item name of hockey jersey size 47, unit price of $20, or quantity of 24, unit price of $20. By name,
seeing none, motion carries.
Everything else looks good, so I move to approve Nevada Hockey Operations application at $480.
Seconded by Commissioner Fiore. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Fiore.
So, I'm just reading your proof of the first time refusal from the workshop. Do you guys have, like, any response back from?
Yeah, I actually do. I couldn't attach it because it wasn't, like, enough room to, like, put another document, but I have another email from her saying that they can't get hockey jerseys through the Wolf Shop, so we need to go through a third party if you want to see it.
Commissioner.
So, they sent Thomas an email with another one, and I forwarded it to you.
Yeah.
But essentially, it just
she forwarded us the same one.
Yeah. It really just says so that they can't
own jerseys.
Perfect.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you for coming. Jeff, before you leave.
Thank you.
Who made your guys' logo?
move back into a agenda item 7, report to the commissioner. Oh, yeah.
Commissioner Rotel. Oh, yeah.
Your report is
okay. So before I go to the council, I have a meeting with my interview today, which is our first one. I also updated the listserv with all faculty, new presidents, and treasurers. Just with that, how that worked before was that club actually had to sign up or subscribe to the listserv themselves. They actually don't get automatically put on. So if clubs do want to get more updates from us, just make sure that they can just go online and subscribe to the listserv. But for all our council meetings, I will be having a meeting with the ELC president as well as advisor next week, hopefully. And we're looking to hopefully incorporate me into ELC so we don't have to get a separate council for the NGA club. Which I am totally fine with just because I just give the access to the engineering club directly and I don't have to set up another meeting time for them because they already counsel, which was like a problem. I mean, but they were pretty open to also doing like town halls or councils, but it looks like the best way. So it might just be a silent council. But I do have my rooms booked already for October, November, December. But yeah.
I think you should, if you were kind of on the fence about your project or narrowing down your project idea, I think if you have your council meeting sooner rather than later, you'll be able to spark an idea of a project that your coalition wants to see rather than maybe something you think they might want. So use that time during the first meeting to come up with a structured project that they'd like to see. And I think that will definitely help point you in the right direction. Awesome. Anything else? No. We'll move into Commissioner Seton. He sent me his report. So he said, after meeting with Councilwoman Reckes, all the students trying to form the running club have been in contact and have sent in their club application. This current project is working on helping every sports and rec club turn in the necessary forms in order to practice and play. Currently, none of the clubs have the forms in so all practice and play has been available. He called all the presidents to inform them of what forms they are missing and held a club sports forms workshop last night with Taylor and Jeff. And that's all we have to report.
Commissioner General.
Yes. So before I get into council, Jeff and I are making handbills. It's going well.
Should I wait?
We'll move back into agenda item 4. Can you all tell me which organizations you were with?
Anatomy.
Oh.
And we're at SOPCA.
So we'll move into Soil and Water Conservation Society?
Yes.
Cool. Your application now. If you could come to the table.
I was like, that's who we are.
Please sign the public attendance sheet as well. While you do that, can we get your name and position in the organization?
organization.
I'm Anna Miller, I'm a vice president.
I'm Michael Damon, I'm the president. And we're here to process.
Did you send a proxy email?
Yeah, you said that, right?
Yes. And Anna's the proxy for Olivia.
Proxy for Richard.
Do you know who you might have sent it to?
Check in.
Conference coming up for the National Society of Conference in California that we were wanting to attend. So we were requesting funding to pay for the membership for our members and registration of the conference.
So on your spreadsheet you haven't flipped, I think. So you have conference registration, five of them, and then about $40. But that should be the membership at $40. Am I correct?
So the membership's $50 and the conference registration is
I'm looking on the membership form and I do not see $50 for a student. I see $40 on the membership level.
Oh, okay. That is likely for you. I'll
switch that over. And then also on the conference supporting document.
It says 200. Yes, so that number doesn't change until we apply the student discount code, which you can't do until you're at the final purchasing stage.
So
you can approve them at that number, and then when they go to pay for it, if they cost less, that's perfectly fine. What will happen is the remainder will just become limited.
So just keep one at $200.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I move to change non-food item line 1 to a quantity of 1 unit price of $200. Move to change non-food item line 2 to a quantity of 5 unit price of $40.
Is there any dissent to the motion?
Seeing
none, motion carries. Commissioner Cole. Aren't
there originally you said you needed 7 society memberships?
Yes.
You need 7 and 5?
So we've had people cancel on the conference, so now we're down to 5.
Okay, so for the membership, you need exactly 5?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure, because he changed it. Cool.
Yeah. It's on during a Thursday and Friday, so it's an exam, conflicts.
I move to approve Soil and Water Conservation Society's operations application in the amount of $400.
Seconded by Commissioner Martel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Thank you for coming. Thank
you.
Please be judged for you. Commissioner Martel.
Did you guys submit a travel form for this event? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm already submitted with the Central Station.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's check out with.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll move into. Is Nevada Cyber Club here? International Business Club?
Yes. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good morning, thank you. Can you please sign your name?
Yes.
And
while you do that, can we get your names and positions in the organization?
My name is Keon Johnson, and I am a member.
And my name is Brandon Pierce, and I'm also a member.
Did you get a prompt?
Yeah.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No, we are not.
Can you tell us about your request?
We have a request for our uniforms, our baseball tees, and polos, and also for coffee coasters, coffee creamer for our social.
Awesome.
Connor did. I'm just looking over. You all take a look at it. Looks good to me. However, yeah, Connor did say on the t-shirt there is the diagram, but it's very, very tiny, and the ASUN logo, you can kind of make it out. It's on the back of the shirt. Sure. Is that all right?
Yeah, because when they request a credit card also, they have to upload the design.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But you can see it.
And everything's
on there, right?
Yeah, it's on there.
It's kind of open. A
little. Yeah. Everything else looks good. So I move to approve National Association for Music Education Collegiate Operations application in the amount of $333.57.
Seconded by Commissioner Fulmer. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
For your logo on your polo,
yes.
I'll just make sure not to change the color of the ASUN logo.
Okay.
Because the only colors we offer are, I believe, white, black, and navy blue. And all those guidelines can just be found online if you type in ASUN logos.
Okay.
Do we have to do that?
Why would you have to do this?
Because they've been printed out with that logo design.
With the current color?
Yeah.
You can do that within the motion.
I move to add a stipulation that NACME has to change the ASUN logo on their polo so it follows ASUN logo policy guidelines.
And it's just the colors?
This is the color.
Okay.
By now.
Is there any second motion? Seeing none, motion carries. We're back into the motion to approve the application. Is there any more discussion on that motion? Seeing none, move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Abstain. Motion carries. Thank you for coming. Mr. Teacher.
Is AICHE?
My printer's on his way.
Okay.
No problem. Yeah.
We'll move into Beta 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 Biological Honor Society.
Hello.
Morning.
Can we get your names and what you're doing?
Yes, my name is Cynthia Lee and I'm president of Pi Beta Biological.
My name is Paul and I'm a treasurer.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us about your application?
So what we're trying to do here is we're trying to do a Brownie fundraiser on behalf of the 4 Kids Foundation, and so we're going to be doing so on October 17th through 19th, and this is just some of the supplies we would need to promote it and sell the stuff.
Awesome. Perfect. Commissioner
Keegan,
please take a look at the Sorry, I'm late.
So whenever you have like multiple documents like this, I would just put it on one Word document so you can actually attach it to
Okay,
one.
So they don't have to do it just as a PDF.
No. Yeah. So you can just put it, compile it all into one Word document and put it like that. But I did get your supporting documents, so thank you for that. So it's good.
Awesome.
I move to approve Beta Biological Honor Society for the operation at the funding amount of $99.45.
Seconded by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Please judge. Thank you. We'll move into AICHE. Can you please sign the public defense?
Is there a notification out?
And while you do that, can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Alexander Bolt, I'm the president.
Brandon Mueller, I'm the treasurer.
Awesome. And are either of you ASD on elected or appointed official?
No.
Great. While you're signing, can you tell us about your application?
Yeah, for sure. So we, for our competition, we had to build like this battery. And we just had a change of plan, so we want to use the copper plate instead of what we're using.
Awesome.
Thanks for the spreadsheet last minute.
Yeah, sorry.
But the updated spreadsheet, just for your reference, is now everyone down. But the rest looks good. Okay. I move to approve AICHE's operations application in the amount of $15.92.
Seconded by Commissioner Fulmer. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstention. No motion carries. Thank you for coming in. This is Jeff before you leave. Okay. We will move into UNR Spanish Club. This is Jeffrey Green.
1-4-2-2-9.
Okay. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Can we get your name and position?
So, my name is Gambino Salinas, the Spanish Club.
And your position?
President of
I'm
Security Gonzalez. Are either of you ASU unelected or appointed officials? So. Can you tell us about your application?
So, we want to host a fundraiser for some good guys within the next coming week. Our club inherited debt from the previous administration, so we're just trying to dig ourselves out of it.
This is for the 80% of the debt to debt decision, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Commissioner Keegan did. So you guys are missing supporting documents for De La Rosa Pinata Mix.
So what are we missing? Because I put them all in the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Commissioner Paul. Commissioner Roca.
It's on the supporting document.
No, there's one that says pinata mix with chili. But I don't see arrows. No, okay, here. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, I died. Never mind.
Sorry about the confusion.
So the application looks good. I move to approve UNR Spanish Club for the operation app in the amount of $21.40.
Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstention. Motion carries. Thank you for your coming in. Please see Jeff. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner, yeah. Can you repeat the 7140? Has anyone heard from the International Business Club or outside? Okay. Does someone want to reach out to them? We're going to move back to agenda item 7, report of the commissioners, and hear Commissioner Young's report.
Okay, so that is a
good
Anyways, Jeff and I worked on a handbook that should be done this week for just promoting joining a club and whatnot. It looks good so far. We're just waiting on one more design to come in, and then we should be able to print. It should last us more than one semester, so that would be cool. The newsletter is starting this week. I'm going to reach out to St. Claude by the end of the week. I do still want some ideas from you guys. What I'm going to do is I'm going to split it up into different segments. Some of the segments would be like one segment would be club events. The second segment would be like featuring clubs for the month, and then there's like a segment that has like commissioner announcements, and then we'd have like promoting funding, and then maybe one or two clubs every week can have like an opportunity to write a little short paragraph about their clubs and promote themselves. But if you guys have any other ideas, please let me know.
Are you trying to keep it to like one page, or
I'm trying to, yeah, kind of short to the point. But yes, I met with my intern on Wednesday. Just went over a few things. So that was cool. I like the idea that Wes said about a listserv for the clubs. So I'm going to try to get some sort of communication between all of them. As for projects go, let me talk about councils first. So during the I-League, we had a 50-50 in favor of town hall and councils. So I think what I'm going to do is the same thing as possible. I like having a town hall one month and then a council the next, because half of them don't want to come every month. So they'll just ease up on like a time commitment. And as for projects, I'm going to wait for the council, because I told my clubs at the presentation that I don't want to force projects on them, because I feel like it would be a big waste of time on my part if they don't want to do that project. So I'm going to let them come to me during those times. If they want to work together, if they want to do it themselves, so I can help them get it done. I did have a in the meeting, I had them break up into groups by the segments in the coalition, and they seem to get along really, really well. So I'm very, very optimistic that they're going to work on projects together this year. So great. Go ahead. Other than that, I'm going to report first.
We'll move back into agenda item 6, report of the assistant director.
I think y'all should reach out to your clubs to show them like where they're at in the recognition process. It does not take much time to just go on the spreadsheet and be like, okay, Wes's club is missing this, 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 and just send them an email. So then we can get all of the clubs recognized, which would be wonderful, and then we wouldn't have any issues with funding and recognition and all that. Does that make sense?
So the goal is to make that sheet green.
Yeah.
So if you do 5-10 clubs a week, it should take time. If you go sit down with them and do it, that will help. So if you know during your office hours and whatnot, set up appointments, or if you want to go out of your way, set up a room, like kind of like Thomas did yesterday, and just work with them. Because if you sit down with them and do it, it'll make it easier on them, and then we'll be able to hopefully have all the clubs active. So in the next week, please work on that. Anything else? Commissioner.
What would be the consequence of a club not showing up to a council meeting?
So that's up to you. The way it currently stands with sports and rec off the top of my head, I'd have to look, Commissioner, quick help.
The first one is a warning. With sports and rec clubs, it's kind of different though, just because they do use like field usage and stuff. So the second one would be suspension. So they would not be able to practice until to get that done. And then the third one is, I believe, like suspension like for the year or semester, basically, at the club.
So if you're going to build that, like if we're going to move forward with that, we need to have that somewhere in writing too. So I would use the first semester as a trial period, and then we can build something into the policy, into our procedures manual. Anything else? We'll move into agenda item 8, approval of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from September 21st, 2018. Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. We'll move into agenda item 9. Remarks. So there any remarks for each other? I'm seeking a motion for recess until 9:25 a.m. Commissioner Bowman, is there a second? Second by Commissioner Buehler. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Again, session. Motion carries. I call the meeting of the Department of Public Service Foundation to order on Friday, October 5th, 2018. At 9:28 a.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, Relay and Senate Chambers on the third floor. We'll move into agenda item 2, roll call. Present.
Present.
We'll move into agenda 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. We'll move to action 1. The commission will hear the following emergency funding requests by Alpha Delta Law Firm.
Hi, good morning. I'm the president of Alpha Delta.
I'm Sheena. I'm just a member of OWA's former Mass Communication Chair.
Awesome. And did we get a proxy?
Yes, it is her.
No?
Yes.
Can you just get an email from the president or treasurer?
Yes.
Is your email on the website? Or?
It's assistant director, all spelled out, co@asun.unr.edu.
co@asun.
Yeah.
and as assistant director to CEO at ASU and Matty Hendricks.
Sunday, November 4th in Arlington, Virginia. It's an annual conference that offers a law school expo, workshops, mock trial competitions, speakers, panels, banquets, and even law school tours. Again, it's in Arlington, Virginia. It's an annual conference, but once a year, we really want to continue the chapter's legacy of attending. Last year was our first year that the chapter attended, 5 members attended, and based on the previous president, she said it was very hard to get those 5 members to actually attend and, like, just get everyone's desire to want to attend and having the financial means. So moving forward, we did not know if anyone wanted to attend this conference. And we first held our first meeting Monday, September 10th, which was after the fall one funding deadline, which was September 7th. So that's... We did not know anyone wanted to attend, and then September 10th, we realized that people were interested. So that is when, that same week, we reached out to Commissioner Young when we first spoke with him, and we coordinated with mine and him with the schedules, and we met that same week on Friday, and it's just been since then.
Commissioner, you determine if this qualifies as an emergency request.
Based on the same definition that we used earlier in terms of the other emergency request, I do not think these are unforeseen circumstances, just not knowing if members wanted to go or not. So personally, especially with what we talked about earlier, I do not believe this fits the definition of emergency.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Oh, and in addition, well, we did not know if members wanted to attend, but in addition to that, because we did not know members wanted to attend, we did not have 60% of the funding that we would need to request the travel funding in our bank account. So it would have literally been impossible.
Can I say something too?
Absolutely.
Will you guys take into consideration too that our first meeting was after the deadline, so we had no way of knowing anything yet.
And we do have sign-in sheets in. Do you guys have any questions we could answer in the meantime?
Who are the 4 that are going to this conference? Are they like old members or are they actually the new members that you decided to recruit?
Okay, so as I mentioned, it is beneficial as it is. It's really hard to get members wanting to attend basically because financial means, and 4 members were wanting to attend, but now we wanted to also just divide our request in half, so technically it'll only be 2 members, and it'd be myself and another new member.
So what prevented you from hosting a meeting earlier?
Okay, so our meetings are Mondays at 7 p.m., and the Monday before that was Labor Day. I think it was Labor Day or Memorial Day, which that's why we did not hold our meeting that Monday, and we held it the first Monday after the closing, and not Labor Day, which was September 10th.
So, and then you said you're only sending 2 members now?
Correct, because by now it's October 5th, and members did withdrew their desire to want to attend,
so
unfortunately.
What we could do is we could relegate this to an operations application.
since you have the other application as well. And the registration fee for each person is $250.
Correct. That's partial registration fee. Okay. But yes.
So with that, if you only have two people coming, that drops that application down to $500. Mm-hmm. And so essentially, you'd be using instead of emergency travel, just using up your operations tier to them.
Yes, I understand that, but I guess we first really want to be heard at the emergency travel funding request. Because it would be unfair to all of our members if, like, we only get 1,000 operational funding for the entire year. If it only goes to two members out of the whole, we have 44 members in our chapter. So if not, it would be a great thing to do, but just be very unfair.
Okay. So please take into account also the statement they made about 40%. That was what I was going to mention is since you didn't host your first meeting until then, and because your meeting days are set on Mondays and we didn't have like the Labor Day, I would say it qualifies as emergency because they didn't host their first club meeting as an organized club on campus until after that deadline.
So our dates have been up though. So if a club was, the dates have been online since summer for our funding hearing. So if clubs were interested in applying for club support funding, those dates have been up for a while. So that needs to be taken into consideration as well. Commissioner Bull.
How big is your chapter?
Okay, so we have 44 members, but not all of them are active. Approximately half are active, and this semester we are initiating 16 members out of those 44 members. So it's like fairly small, but we are trying to improve our chapter beginning this year. Yes.
And then how long have you known about this conference?
So everyone, all Phi Alpha knows that there's an annual conference, but it has never really been done until last year, and it was very hard to pull it off, and I didn't know if we were going to even do it, so that's why we really wanted the members' desire first, which was September 10th, and we didn't meet the week before because Labor Day, and then the week before that was Fall Cluster, so... And our meetings are Mondays at 7 p.m. because I have class on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and the other board members have work on Thursdays. No one would meet on Friday, so that's why Monday is the only day we could ever meet.
So with that and knowing the conference previously was coming around, I changed my stance on the issue and don't believe it would qualify as emergency funding because... Like Director Bachar said, our dates have been set for quite a while now, and I assume the conference date has been set for a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
So even then, without having for sure interest, we could have applied for funding, and then not used it if you didn't find interest from your club members or things like that.
Okay, that's done.
But I don't think we can fund this as an emergency.
Okay, and how would we go about, because we didn't have that 60 or 40% in our club account because of lack of desire. So the only reason we have it now is because we have had member dues and, so I don't know.
So with that,
what would have been the best way to approach that?
What would be the best way without having the 40% as to how to get the 40%?
Yes, because I do understand, that would have been a valid thing to do, funding, and then we just don't use it if we don't need it, but we still did not have that money.
I understand what you're saying, but if we were to, we set that deadline for all the clubs and organizations, so if we were to hold emergency requests for every club or organization who didn't meet the 40% deadline by that deadline,
uh-huh.
There would be no use in having a deadline at that point. So that's the only reason it exists. I understand that it might create some issues for organizations because some organizations are smaller and they can't gather the 40%. But that's why we try to put those dates out as far in advance as possible so folks can work towards getting that money in their account before the deadline. But that's the fairest way possible we can do it is by having those deadlines.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I understand that. But how would we have got up to 40% in our club accounts if we did not know, if we didn't have meetings to get the 40% in there, unless we deposit our own personal money, which I believe that's like, no.
I don't have the answer to that.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that would work for your organization, but the deadlines we have exist. So it's up to each organization to make sure they get those monies in their account by the deadline. However, that can be. So each organization does it a different way. How they raise their money is unique to each organization. Does anyone have any comment on the emergency request? Is anyone opposed to the statements made? Commissioner Arthur? If you'd like to reread the definition.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Do you want to read that aloud?
Sure. Those clubs making requests under the emergency request assume the responsibility of providing sufficient evidence to the commission that the situation was an unforeseen occurrence. Poor or improper planning shall not be acceptable without justification.
I mean, like I said earlier, looking at that definition and what it's saying doesn't count, I would have to agree with Commissioner Comer that this does not qualify as emergency funding. It was not particularly unforeseen. Yeah.
Can I argue that it wouldn't be considered improper planning either because we did send out like a survey in which they tell us when they're available for a meeting and all that, and we all concluded it'd be that like that next Monday, which was kind of like an unforeseen event for us just because we didn't know that it was just past the deadline and that we would get that amount of money. I wouldn't really consider it improper planning either.
And then I guess my biggest thing of how it was unforeseen was because we did not know members wanted to attend and we had not held our first meeting, had not had dues, so getting that 40% would have been impossible. I guess the 40% could have been in our club account if our past president that stopped being president last year would have already had it. They already would have had planned it for us, but this is like our brand new exec board. And
I would consider it an emergency just because looking at like the overall situation, some things were out of their hands, like club fair as well as Labor Day. And
further expand on.
So like obviously they needed new members for their club, and the point of club fair is to recruit those new members. In order to get feedback from those new members, they would have to have a meeting, which they couldn't have on Labor Day because of the holiday. And because of that, postponing the meeting, I think, would be a lot of response to, I guess, enough info on, like, who wants to go to their conference.
I think Keenan makes a great point. Yes, these situations vary, you know, there's some stuff that goes against emergency requests and there's some stuff that goes for emergency requests. But considering the circumstances that you guys are telling us, I would say that this is an emergency.
And this half of it is and half of it isn't?
No, I think that, like, there's enough, well, I'll put it this way, there's enough evidence here that would constitute an emergency, in my opinion, because of the meeting dates, because of the whole desire to go. Almost, they didn't have a meeting, so there was no way of them knowing that they needed this money. And then the dates fell in such a way that they couldn't, like, they couldn't gather that data.
I would have to disagree and say that they could have held a club meeting with active members prior to club. Okay.
Commissioner
form, Commissioner Dunn.
I guess, but if we would have held a club meeting the first, within the first full day, 4 days, or first 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of school, we had only had the old ACT members, which is a relatively low amount, and we wouldn't have expanded this opportunity to our new members, which this year we are initiating 16 members, and that's huge for us. So, just connecting it all.
Oh, just going off of that, we're basically like starting over just because we had super low participation before. So just taking into account that like we're starting brand new.
Yes, our first meeting.
So everything is from new members.
Yeah, it was very essential that we had our few old members in that new recruitment meeting on September 10th.
Is the other individual besides yourself a new member to the organization?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the other two individuals who dropped out, they were new members as well.
Just a moment.
In that case, I changed my stance back and would say this is qualifying as emergency.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, let's do a roll call vote. So someone motion as to whether or not to hear this as an emergency request. Take a roll call vote and we'll move from there.
I'm going to take a roll call vote. Yes, being that this qualifies as emergency. No, being that this does not qualify as an emergency application. By unanimous consent.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Is there any sense of motion? Seeing none, motion carries. No.
Commissioner Fury?
No.
Commissioner Fulmer?
Yes.
Commissioner Keegan?
Yes.
Commissioner Rickell?
Yes.
Commissioner Young?
Yes.
Perfect. You will hear this is not an emergency travel request, so the next thing is to review it. Commissioner Fulmer.
So I reviewed the application, and everything looks good on it.
Go ahead, sorry about that.
Okay, so everything looks good on it.
You're cutting it to two, right? Correct, we divide it in half.
Okay, cool. So I move to change non-food items lines 1 and 2 to a quantity of 2 for the emergency consent.
Is there any consent to motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
So that should bring the application to 3. So I move to approve Phi Alpha Delta's travel application in the amount of
$323.20.
No, that's the 40%. I'm sorry, I retract that motion. I move to approve Phi Alpha Delta's travel application in the amount of $484.80.
Seconded by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? We're waiting for Jeff to get the club account balance. Just to make sure they have it. Commissioner Burkett.
Where is your event?
In Arlington, Virginia.
Okay.
Cool. Did you guys have the digital traffic information?
Yes.
Okay. What's that station?
I believe it's the public service.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Can I just ask why you guys are flying into Washington, D.C.?
Okay, they're so close.
Is it? Okay, I don't know much.
Okay. I don't know much about the
Are you flying the Reagan?
Yeah, so they're very close.
To Arlington.
Yes, and in addition to the hotel, we need to pay that offers free shuttles to the hotel, I mean to the airport.
No, the account balance is good. Is there any other discussion? Seeing that, we're to vote. All those in favor say aye. Again, that is the motion. Thank you for coming. Please teach us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait. You guys have an operations application?
Yeah. 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 Isn't that what we did?
Mm-hmm.
for administration.
Okay.
You know, super light.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay, no, no. Okay, cool. Can you repeat the room amount or dollars?
$484.80.
Thank you. Toaster bowl. Oh, yeah, sorry. Can you tell us about your operations request?
Okay, so following that, our operations request is pertaining to the registration fee for the Battle of Delta National Conference that takes place from October 31st to November 4th. The registration amount we're seeking is 250 per member, so 500 in total. And that's about it.
Does this registration include your hotel fee?
No, it does not. We do know that we will have to purchase that with our own money.
Okay. And then you said you only wanted to request $250 per person?
Correct.
Okay. So on the website, it says $300, so the request is only $250, so that's what we'll approve on that. So you're only sending, is this the same thing? You guys are sending, this is the registration fee for the trip.
Yes,
you guys are supposed to, so you have four registration fees. Do you want us to bring that down to two?
Yes.
Yes, correct. We'd want to bring it down to two.
Okay, that's just making sure. And then do you want that funded at $300? Because that's what it says.
If it would be possible, but.
Would that drop?
Since that's a cap.
It's a cap, yes. So it's $250 with the registration in our name.
So it's a cap $250. You can only get $250 of registration fee?
Yeah, so that's the most we can fund per person.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's $250. The reason we originally had $250 is because we divided 1,000 by 4. So, but it coincides with that.
All right, so I need to change non-food item line 1 to a quantity of 2 bananas and that's it.
Is that the motion?
The motion carries. And then I need to approve Phi Alpha Delta's operations application in the amount of $500.
Seconded by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Against? Abstentions. Motion carries. Congratulations. Thank you for coming in. We will move into agenda item 12, adjournment. Oh, agenda item 11, excuse me, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item 12, adjournment. I'm seeking a motion to adjourn this meeting. At 9:54 a.m. Seconded by Commissioner Fulmer. Is there any discussion on the motion? No. Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? That's the motion carries.